Chapter 76. MAP and BARO sensors. Air pressure, high and low. Think of an internal combustion engine as a big air pump. As the pistons move up and down in the cylinders, they pump in air and fuel for combustion and pump out exhaust gases. They do this by creating a difference in air pressure. The air outside an engine has weight and exerts pressure, as does the air inside an engine. As a piston moves down on an intake stroke with the intake valve open, it creates a larger area inside the cylinder for the air to fill. This lowers the air pressure within the engine. Because the pressure inside the engine is lower than the pressure outside, air flows into the engine to fill the low pressure area and equalize the pressure. The low pressure within the engine is called vacuum. Vacuum causes the higher pressure air on the outside to flow into the low pressure area inside the cylinder. The difference in pressure between the two areas is called a pressure differential. See Figure 76-1. Principles of pressure sensors. Intake manifold pressure changes with changing throttle positions. At wide open throttle, manifold pressure is almost the same as atmospheric pressure. On deceleration or at idle, manifold pressure is below atmospheric pressure, thus creating a vacuum. In cases where turbo or supercharging is used, under part or full load condition, intake manifold pressure rises above atmospheric pressure. Also, oxygen content and barometric pressure change with differences in altitude, and the computer must be able to compensate by making changes in the flow of fuel entering the engine. To provide the computer with changing airflow information, a fuel injection system may use the following. The manifold absolute pressure sensor, abbreviated MAP. The manifold absolute pressure sensor plus barometric absolute pressure sensor, abbreviated BARO. And the barometric and manifold absolute pressure sensors combined, abbreviated BMAP. The manifold absolute pressure sensor may be a ceramic capacitor diaphragm, an aneroid bellows, or a piezoresistive crystal. It has a sealed vacuum reference input on one side, the other side is connected, or vented, to the intake manifold. This sensor housing also contains signal conditioning circuitry. See Figure 76-2. Pressure changes in the manifold cause the sensor to deflect, varying its analog or digital return signal to the computer. As the air pressure increases, the MAP sensor generates a higher voltage or frequency return signal to the computer. Construction of manifold absolute pressure sensors. Purpose and function. The manifold absolute pressure sensor is used by the engine computer to sense engine load. The typical MAP sensor consists of a ceramic or silicon wafer sealed on one side with a perfect vacuum and exposed to intake manifold vacuum on the other side. As the engine vacuum changes, the pressure difference on the wafer changes the output voltage or frequency of the MAP sensor. A manifold absolute pressure sensor is used on many engines for the PCM to determine the load on the engine. The relationship among barometer pressure, engine vacuum, and MAP sensor voltage includes: absolute pressure is equal to barometric pressure minus intake manifold vacuum. A decrease in manifold vacuum means an increase in manifold pressure. The MAP sensor compares manifold vacuum to a perfect vacuum. Barometric pressure minus MAP sensor reading equals intake manifold vacuum. Normal engine vacuum is 17 to 21 inches of mercury. Supercharged and turbocharged engines require a MAP sensor that is calibrated for pressures above atmospheric, as well as for vacuum. See Figure 76-3. Refer to Figure 76-1. Figure A, as an engine is accelerated under a load, the engine vacuum drops. This drop in vacuum is actually an increase in absolute pressure in the intake manifold. A MAP sensor senses all pressures greater than that of a perfect vacuum. Figure B, the relationship between absolute pressure, vacuum, and gauge pressure. Refer to Figure 76-2. A MAP sensor compares the absolute pressure in the intake manifold to a perfect vacuum. The deflection of the silicon chip is converted to an absolute pressure reading by the electronics in the sensor itself. Refer to Figure 76-3. A typical MAP sensor installed in the intake manifold. Silicon diaphragm strain gauge MAP sensor. This is the most commonly used design for a MAP sensor, and the output is a DC analog, variable, voltage. One side of a silicon wafer is exposed to engine vacuum and the other side is exposed to a perfect vacuum. There are four resistors attached to the silicon wafer, which changes in resistance when strain is applied to the wafer. This change in resistance due to strain is called piezoresistivity. The resistors are electrically connected to a Wheatstone bridge circuit and then to a differential amplifier, which creates a voltage in proportion to the vacuum applied. A typical General Motors MAP sensor voltage varies from 0.88 to 1.62 at engine idle. 17 inches mercury is equal to about 1.62 volts. 21 inches mercury is equal to about 0.88 volts. Therefore, a good reading should be about 1.0 volt from the MAP sensor on a sound engine at idle speed. See the following chart that shows engine load, engine vacuum, and MAP. See chart 76-1. Ceramic disc MAP sensor. The ceramic disc MAP sensor is used by Chrysler and it converts manifold pressure into a capacitance discharge. The discharge controls the amount of voltage delivered by the sensor to the PCM. The output is the same as the previously used strain gauge Wheatstone bridge design and is interchangeable. See figure 76-4. Also see chart 76-2. Refer to figure 76-4. Shown is the electronic circuit inside a ceramic disc MAP sensor used on many Chrysler engines. The black areas are carbon resistors that are applied to the ceramic, and lasers are used to cut lines into these resistors during testing to achieve the proper operating calibration. Refer to chart 76-1. Engine load and how it is related to engine vacuum and MAP sensor reading. Refer to chart 76-2. Chrysler MAP sensor values compared to engine vacuum. Tech tip. If it's green, it's a signal wire. Ford-built vehicles usually use a green wire as the signal wire back to the computer from the sensors. It may not be a solid green, but if there is green somewhere on the wire, then it is the signal wire. The other wires are the power and ground wires to the sensor. Refer to figure 76-5. Altitude affects the MAP sensor voltage. PCM uses of the MAP sensor. The PCM uses the MAP sensor to determine the following. Number 1. The load on the engine. The MAP sensor is used on a speed density type fuel injection system to determine the load on the engine and, therefore, the amount of fuel needed. On engines equipped with a mass airflow sensor, the MAP is used as a backup to the mass airflow, for diagnosis of other sensors, and systems, such as the exhaust gas recirculation system. Number 2. Altitude, fuel, and spark control calculations. At key on, the MAP sensor determines the altitude, acts as a BARO sensor, and adjusts the fuel delivery and spark timing accordingly. If the altitude is high, generally over 5,000 feet, or 1,500 meters, the PCM reduces fuel delivery and advances the ignition timing. The altitude is also reset when the engine is accelerated to wide open throttle and the MAP sensor is used to reset the altitude reading. See figure 76-5. Number 3. EGR system operation. As part of the OBD2 standards, the EGR system must be checked for proper operation. One method used by many vehicle manufacturers is to command the EGR valve on and then watch the MAP sensor signal. The opening of the EGR pintle should decrease engine vacuum. If the MAP sensor does not react with the specified drop in manifold vacuum, or increase in manifold pressure, an EGR flow rate problem diagnostic trouble code is set. Number 4. Detect deceleration, or vacuum increases. The engine vacuum rises when the accelerator is released, which changes the MAP sensor voltage. When deceleration is detected by the PCM, fuel is either stopped or greatly reduced to improve exhaust emissions. Number 5. Monitor engine condition. As an engine wears, the intake manifold vacuum usually decreases. The PCM is programmed to detect the gradual change in vacuum and is able to keep the air-fuel mixture in the correct range. If the PCM were not capable of making adjustments for engine wear, the lower vacuum could be interpreted as increased load on the engine, resulting in too much fuel being injected, thereby reducing fuel economy and increasing exhaust emissions. Number 6. Load detection for returnless type fuel injection. On fuel delivery systems that do not use a return line back to the fuel tank, the engine load calculation for the fuel needed is determined by the signals from the MAP sensor. Number 7. Altitude and MAP sensor values. On an engine equipped with a speed density type fuel injection, the MAP sensor is the most important sensor needed to determine injection pulse width. Changes in altitude change the air density as well as weather conditions. Barometric pressure and altitude are inversely related. As altitude increases, barometric pressure decreases. And as altitude decreases, barometric pressure increases. As the ignition switch is turned from off to the start position, the PCM reads the MAP sensor value to determine atmospheric and air pressure conditions. This barometric pressure reading is updated every time the engine is started and whenever wide open throttle is detected. The barometric pressure reading at that time is updated. See chart 76-3. Tech tip. Use the MAP sensor as a vacuum gauge. A MAP sensor measures the pressure inside the intake manifold compared with absolute zero, or perfect vacuum. For example, an idling engine that has 20 inches of mercury of vacuum has a lower pressure inside the intake manifold than when the engine is under a load and the vacuum is at 10 inches of mercury. A decrease in engine vacuum results in an increase in manifold pressure. A normal engine should produce between 17 and 21 inches of mercury at idle. Comparing the vacuum reading with the voltage reading output of the MAP sensor indicates that the reading should be between 1.62 and 0.88 volt. Therefore, a digital multimeter, scan Thule, or scope can be used to measure the MAP sensor voltage and be used instead of a vacuum gauge. Note, this chart was developed by testing a MAP sensor at a location about 600 feet above sea level. For best results, a chart based on your altitude should be made by applying a known vacuum and reading the voltage of a known good MAP sensor. Vacuum usually drops about 1 inch per 1,000 feet of altitude. Refer to chart 6-3. Comparison between MAP sensor voltage and altitude. Barometric pressure sensor. A barometric pressure sensor, abbreviated BARO, is similar in design, but senses more subtle changes in barometric absolute pressure. Atmospheric air pressure. It is vented directly to the atmosphere. The barometric manifold absolute pressure sensor, abbreviated BMAP, is actually a combination of a BARO and MAP sensor in the same housing. The BMAP sensor has individual circuits to measure barometric and manifold pressure. This input not only allows the computer to adjust for changes in atmospheric pressure due to weather, but also is the primary sensor used to determine altitude. Note, a MAP sensor and a BARO sensor are usually the same sensor, but the MAP sensor is connected to the manifold and a BARO sensor is open to the atmosphere. The MAP sensor is capable of reading barometric pressure just as the ignition switch is turned to the on position before the engine starts. Therefore, altitude and weather changes are available to the computer. During mountainous driving, it may be an advantage to stop and then restart the engine so that the engine computer can take another barometric pressure reading and recalibrate fuel delivery based on the new altitude. See the Ford BARO altitude chart for an example of how altitude affects intake manifold pressure. The computer on some vehicles monitors the throttle position sensor and uses the MAP sensor reading at wide open throttle to update the BARO sensor if it has changed during driving. See chart 76-4. Note, some older Chrysler brand vehicles were equipped with a combination BARO and IAT sensor. The sensor was mounted on the bulkhead, or firewall, and sensed the underhood air temperature. Refer to chart 76-4. Comparison between Ford MAP, BARO sensor voltage and altitude. Case study. The case of the no-start Lexus. The owner of a Lexus IS250 had the car towed to a shop as a no-start. The technician discovered that the check engine light would not come on even with key on, engine off. A scan tool would not communicate either. Checking the resources on www.iatn.net, the technician read of a similar case where the fuel pressure sensor was shorted, which disabled all serial data communications. The technician disconnected the fuel pressure sensor located on the backside of the engine and the communications were restored and the engine started. The fuel pressure sensor is similar in construction to a MAP, BARO sensor, where it uses a 5-volt reference voltage from the PCM and a signal plus a ground. It was apparently the 5-volt reference that was shorted to ground that caused the fault to occur. The fuel pressure sensor was replaced, the return to the happy owner. The summary. The complaint: the vehicle owner stated that the engine would not start. The cause: a shorted fuel pressure sensor was found as per a previous similar case. The correction: the fuel pressure sensor was replaced and this corrected the serial data fault that caused the no start condition. Refer to figure 76-6. When checking a MAP sensor, first verify that the sensor is receiving a 5-volt reference voltage and then check for the output, signal, voltage. Testing the MAP sensor. Most pressure sensors operate on 5 volts from the computer and return a signal, voltage or frequency, based on the pressure, vacuum, applied to the sensor. If a MAP sensor is being tested, make certain that the vacuum hose and hose fittings are sound and making a good, tight connection to a manifold vacuum source on the engine. Three different types of test instruments can be used to test a pressure sensor. Number 1. A digital voltmeter with three test leads connected in series between the sensor and the wiring harness connector or back probe the terminals. Number 2. A scope connected to the sensor output, power, and ground. And number 3. A scan tool or a specific tool recommended by the vehicle manufacturer. Note: always check service information for the exact testing procedures and specifications for the vehicle being tested. Testing the MAP sensor using ADMM, or scope. Use jumper wires, T-pins to back probe the connector, or a breakout box to gain electrical access to the wiring to the pressure sensor. Most pressure sensors use three wires. Number 1. A 5-volt wire from the computer. Number 2. A variable signal wire back to the computer. Number 3. A ground or reference low wire. The procedure for testing the sensor is as follows. Step 1. Turn the ignition on and engine off. Step 2. Measure the voltage, or frequency, of the sensor output. And Step 3. Using a hand-operated vacuum pump, or other variable vacuum source, apply vacuum to the sensor. A good pressure sensor should change voltage in relation to the applied vacuum. If the signal does not change or the values are out of range according to the manufacturer's specifications, the sensor must be replaced. See Figure 76-6. Refer to Figure 76-7. A typical hand-operated vacuum pump. Testing the MAP sensor using a scan tool. A scan tool can be used to test a MAP sensor by monitoring the injector pulse width, in milliseconds, when vacuum is being applied to the MAP sensor using a hand-operated vacuum pump. See Figure 76-7. Step 1. Apply about 20 inches of mercury of vacuum to the MAP sensor and start the engine. Step 2. Observe the injector pulse width. On a warm engine, the injector pulse width is normally 1.5 to 3.5 milliseconds. Step 3. Slowly reduce the vacuum to the MAP sensor and observe the pulse width. A lower vacuum to the MAP sensor indicates a heavier load on the engine and the injector pulse width should increase. Note, if 23 inches of mercury or more vacuum is applied to the MAP sensor with the engine running, this high vacuum often stalls the engine. The engine stalls because the high vacuum is interpreted by the PCM to indicate that the engine is being decelerated, which shuts off the fuel. During engine deceleration, the PCM shuts off the fuel injectors to reduce exhaust emissions and increase fuel economy. Tech tip: visual check of the MAP sensor. A defective vacuum hose to a MAP sensor can cause a variety of drivability problems, including poor fuel economy, hesitation, stalling, and rough idle. A small air leak, or vacuum leak, around the sensor can cause these symptoms and often sets a trouble code in the vehicle. Computer: when checking the MAP sensor, if anything comes out of the sensor itself, it should be replaced. This includes water, gasoline, or any other substance. MAP, BARO diagnostic trouble codes. The diagnostic trouble codes associated with the MAP and BARO sensor include, refer to chart on page 895. Review questions. Question 1. What are two types, construction, of MAP sensor? Question 2. What is the MAP sensor signal voltage at idle? Question 3. What are three uses of a MAP sensor by the PCM? Question 4. What are the purposes of the three wires from a typical MAP, BARO sensor? Question 5. What diagnostic trouble codes are associated with faults with the MAP sensor? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. As the load on an engine increases, the manifold vacuum decreases and the manifold absolute pressure A. increases. B. decreases. C. changes with barometric pressure only, altitude or weather. D. remains constant, or absolute. Question 2. A typical MAP sensor compares the vacuum in the intake manifold to A. atmospheric pressure. B. a perfect vacuum. C. barometric pressure. D. the value of the IAT sensor. Question 3. Which statement is false? A. absolute pressure is equal to barometric pressure plus intake manifold vacuum. B. a decrease in manifold vacuum means an increase in manifold pressure. C. the MAP sensor compares manifold vacuum to a perfect vacuum. D. Barometric pressure minus the MAP sensor reading equals intake manifold vacuum. Question 4. As the altitude of the vehicle increases, BARO voltage. A. Increases. B. Does not change. C. Decreases. D. Either B or C depending on the vehicle. Question 5. When testing a MAP sensor, the technician should first check the voltage. A. Signal. B. Reference. C. Alternator. D. Back. Question 6. Which is not a purpose or function of the MAP sensor? A. Measures the load on the engine. B. Measures engine speed. C. Calculates fuel delivery based on altitude. D. Helps diagnose the EGR system. Question 7. Which of these tools would be used to test a MAP sensor? A. A digital voltmeter. B. A test light. C. A jumper wire. D. A vacuum simulator. Question 8. When the engine is at idle speed, manifold vacuum is. A. Low, 1 to 4 inches of mercury. B. Fluctuating from 8 to 10 inches of mercury. C. High, 17 to 21 inches of mercury. D. 0. Question 9. Technician says that MAP sensor use a 5 volt reference. Voltage from the PCM. Technician B says that the MAP sensor voltage is higher at idle at high altitudes compared to when the engine is operating at near sea level. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 10. AP0107 diagnostic trouble code is being discussed. Technician A says that a defective MAP sensor could be the cause. Technician B says that a MAP sensor signal wire shorted to ground could be the cause. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 76.